I can't switch from the pair of shoes I'm wearing today to the pair of shoes I'm wearing tomorrow. It turned this from a this is a pretty cool product to a meh at best. Episode 469 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: product reviews of the Apple AirPods and the Milestone Pod. Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, just want to let you know that my monthly-ish take-in of new clients is fast approaching. It's looking like the first week of October is going to be the chance to take on a few new clients. And if you're interested, if you're running maybe isn't quite where you want it to be, and you're looking at it, trying to get a little better, maybe break out of a rut, get off a plateau, struggling with injuries, whatever the case might be, if you're looking for some help, some guidance, and some a little bit of extra support, maybe a little kick in the pants at the same time with your running, it might be worth considering a coach. And if you're considering one, I would be honored if you'd consider me. Head over to dizruns.com/coaching and kind of get my general take on coaching. And near the bottom there's links for the coterie and the one-to-one coaching. You can get the specifics of each type of coaching, find out what might be right for you, what fits in the budget, things like that. And you can get on the waiting list as well, and I'll make sure to let the folks on the waiting list know first, and I'll let everybody else know shortly after that when the official doors are open and how many seats are available. Because I only take on a handful of clients each month, so if you're interested, those are the places to find all the information, dizruns.com/coaching. And if you have any questions, obviously you can always ask me at any time, Twitter, email, whatever works best for you. Just get in touch, and I'll give you the details, I'll give you the scoop on whatever it is that you have questions about. So today, it's time for a little product review. Haven't done one of these in a couple of months, and I've been sitting on this one for a little bit. I had planned to do this a couple of weeks ago, and then this, that, and the other. The hurricane was one thing that I know I bumped it for that, and I think there was something else that was timely and relevant that I bumped it for that. It's time. It's time. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about. A couple of things that I know some folks have been waiting for, or at least one thing that I know a few folks have been waiting for. So without any further ado, let's dive in. We're going to do a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of ugly, as it relates to the Apple AirPods and the Milestone Pod, which we'll talk about both of those obviously as we go. So if you're new to my product reviews, I try not to just come on here and dog a product if it doesn't live up to my expectations. But I also try not to really pull any punches. I try to be as honest as I can be. There's never any bias between myself and the companies. Even I've done some reviews for sponsors before. And even then I'm willing to tell you if something's not good or if it is good. And for the most part, I try to only take on sponsors that are good fits and have good products. So hopefully there's never a double standard there. But today, these are both products that I'm completely unaffiliated with. So I have no worries about offending anybody associated with either Apple or Milestone as it relates to giving you the true and honest scoop, at least from my opinion. Obviously, everyone has an opinion. And, some of them, you take it for what it's worth. Take my opinion for what it's worth. So we'll start with the Apple AirPods. And a couple of full disclosures here. One, I am an Apple fanboy. So there's that. and also, when it comes to the AirPods, I did buy these. They weren't something that, Apple didn't send them to me to try out or anything like that. There was no hanky panky going on that side of things. It was straight up. I bought them. I was interested in them. I did some research on them, which we'll get into here as we go. And I paid full price for them. So, I know sometimes there's reviews, and I've done reviews before where companies have sent me things for free in exchange for a review. And I'm, always quick to disclose that as well. So, today, talking about the Apple AirPods, and if you're not sure what the AirPods are, they're completely wireless headphones. A lot of times when we hear about wireless headphones, they're still connected. There's still a wire running between one headphone and the other. It may loop in front of your, underneath your chin. It may loop behind your back or behind your neck, behind your back. Maybe go over the top of your head, depending on what make and what model they are. But the Apple AirPods, they look very similar to the type of the white earbuds that come standard with every Apple product. That's the phones and the iPods and all those types of things, which had me skeptical a little bit, because I don't know about you, but those things have never just stayed in my ear perfectly forever, always, with the cord attached. And so there was a hesitation with the AirPods of potentially, you know, you're running along, you got these, each one is independent of the other. I mean, if one falls out, it could fall out and, you know, bounce away or fall, you know, fall into a drain gutter or whatever the case might be, and you'd be out, you know, as opposed to with the ones with the cord, at least if something falls, you can catch the cord, or one's probably still attached to your ear, so the other one's still there, you can grab it. So I was hesitant there, and also when it, you know, anytime it comes to technology, wearable technology, always have the question, at least I always have the question of, how's it going to do if I'm sweating? You know, I mean, you know, running in Florida, sweating and profuse sweating and the occasional downpour thunderstorm are all real, you know, obstacles, real things that have to be navigated in the world of my running. So how are these, you know, those were the two big question marks I had. And to be quite honest, as much as I am an Apple fanboy, when I first heard about these, I pretty much threw them in the same pile as the Apple Watch, and that I really have no desire for an Apple Watch. I've no need for one. Maybe somewhere down the line, they'll iterate it to a point where I'm like, oh, that would be kind of cool. But right now, no desire. And when I first heard about the AirPods, I had no desire there either. But I did see some people wearing them at one of the Disney races I spectated, the Star Wars Dark Side race that was earlier this spring, I think April, maybe something like that. And I saw several runners that ran by me wearing these earbuds. And I thought, well, wait a minute, if they're working at mile, you know, whatever we were, I was at like 11 and a half or something like that, mile 11 of a half marathon, and it was hot and sweaty and sticky day, and these people are wearing them and having no problems, then maybe they're worth a second look. So I did some research, and actually found some posts that said, you know, that people had them in their pockets and forgot about it and stuck them in the washing machine and thought they were ruined, but actually still worked just fine. So all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, maybe they can stand up to the sweat, and maybe they actually stay in your ears. Who knows? You know, so I decided to give them a shot. And honestly, they work. They work really well. I have not had a different pair of headphones in my ears in the 2.5 or 3 months now that it's almost been since I got these. I wear them all the time. I wear them running. I wear them with the dogs. I wear them all the time. I love them. They're great. And somewhat to my surprise, they don't fall out. They really do stick in your ears. I don't know what is different. I mean, the shape of them is pretty much exactly the same as the shape of the other, you know, Apple earbuds that I've worn in the past and haven't always had the best of luck with keeping them in my ears. Full disclosure there, I do typically wear a buff around my head when I'm running with them in specifically, because just to help, you know, help them to make sure that they stay in. But there have been a few times where I'm going into town to run with the group or to meet up with the group and then pretty much run by myself because I can't keep up with them anymore. Now that I've gotten into 80-20 running, my running group doesn't enjoy the easy run as much as I do. So we meet up beforehand. They all go off on their thing and leave me in the dust. And then we meet up for coffee afterwards. So I tend to, you know, listen to some podcasts or a book or music or whatever on my long runs. And, you know, long-winded way of saying, there's been times that I've forgotten to bring a buff with me. And I'm like, ah, shoot, you know, I don't know. Should I take them? Should I not? Whatever. And I decided to give them a shot. And, I mean, I didn't have one issue between sweat, between running, you know, whatever. They didn't fall out. There was no wobbling. There was no issues at all. So when it comes to, do they stay in place? The answer is yes, in my experience. And it seems that most of the review, I mean, pretty much every review that I've seen, I don't think I can remember any reviews I've seen where people have had issues with them falling out. You know, if you've seen any of the live streams, the videos and stuff that I do, I'm always wearing them there because they do have a decent enough microphone that it works for, you know, the Friday Fives. It works for any videos that I've shot for the Facebook group. You know, they just work. And I mean, I haven't had anybody complain when I'm talking to them on the phone. The sound quality and the videos are okay. So, you know, for when it comes to talking into them with a microphone, that works. The audio quality is fine. You know, no issues with the sweat or water. I've worn them in the rain. I don't wear them if I'm going to go outside and it's downpouring, but if I've gotten caught in the rain with them in, I'm not like freaking out to take them off. I just keep going and get home as soon as I can and you know, make sure to dry them off when I get home. But I've had no issues with anything like that at all. The other question I've gotten from folks, and I, you know, I've had people in the Facebook group ask me about them, is the battery life. And so far so good there. According to Apple, they say that they'll last for 5 hours on a single charge. I don't know. I've never worn them for 5 straight hours, you know, or been listening to music or anything like that for 5 straight hours in them to know if that I've never had them on the stopwatch, but I've worn them for, you know, two and a half, maybe 3 hour runs, something like that. I don't know if I've done a 3 hour run since I've gotten them, but I've definitely worn them for a couple hours straight. No problems there. And the cool thing is that, again, I can't necessarily confirm this part either, but I can say it comes close. Is that if they're completely dead, if you stick them in the little case that comes with them, that's the carrying case, and it's also the charging case. If you stick them in that, within 15 minutes, they're charged up for another 3 hours. So I know that I've done that before and taken them out, and within, I didn't put them on the stopwatch, but within a few minutes, they're, you know, well past the 60 to 70% of charging capability. So, you know, they charge pretty quickly. They hold a charge really well. They're comfortable. They don't fall out. You know, again, like I said at the beginning, I am an Apple fanboy, but I really can't think of anything to complain about. The only thing that I would complain about is that, you know, I mean, the cost, maybe they're $160, so that they're a little bit expensive. I guess that kind of fits into the Apple motif, but they're high quality, you know, and I mean, I don't know, you know, if you're going to get a wireless headphones, Bluetooth type of running headphones anyway, you're already looking at $100-$120 anyway. So you're really looking at just a $20 or $30 difference. Now, you know, if you're going to just buy a $10 or $20 pair of corded headphones, yeah, it's way out of the, you know, you're comparing apples to tangerines at that point. But if you're looking at you know, getting a another company's wireless headphones that's Bluetooth, I don't know I think they're close enough, even if the price is a little bit more. And especially for those of you that run long distance, I think one of the most beautiful things about these, if you're going to use them for an ultra, something like that, where you're going to need, you know, maybe not you're going to listen to them 5 hours straight, but you're going to listen to them, you know, over the course of 6-8 hours while you're on the trail. You know, all you gotta do is pop them into the carrying case, which is small. I mean, it's like the size of a dental floss thing. You know, I mean, it's like less than the size of a Tic Tac container. Stick them in there in your pack or in your pocket for 15 minutes, and you got another 3 hours. And that thing can hold, you know, that the little charger thing doesn't have to be plugged in to charge your earbuds. So, you know, if that's a concern, if it's, oh, what am I gonna do, you know, if I get halfway through a run and the charge dies, well, if you can't run for 15 minutes without music, maybe that's the problem. But give yourself 15 minutes, 20 minutes if you can just find a good conversation to be in or something like that, and they'll be plenty charged up to pull back out and keep going again. So honestly, I mean, if you're on the fence, if you're thinking about it, it's getting two thumbs up for me. You know, the only thing that I would say would be the cost. And if you're buying something from Apple, then you know, I mean, again, I'm a fanboy, but let's not kid ourselves. This stuff costs a few bucks. I think the quality is worth it. I think the quality of these is worth it. I think the quality of most Apple products is worth it. But you know, that's the only hurdle. That's the only stumbling block that I can even begin to think of. I wish I could say the same about the Milestone Pod, but I'm going to have some issues with this thing here as we go. So let's shift gears from the Apple AirPods or earbuds or whatever the hell they're called, AirPods, I guess. And switch to the Milestone Pod, which is a different kind of pod. It's a little contraption. Again, maybe about a 1-inch square device, a little tech device that attaches to your shoelaces on one foot, and it measures all of the things when you're running. It measures, you know, the miles that you've gone on that run, the time, the pace, all that good stuff. It also measures your cadence, your foot strike, the impact force, how much time your foot spends on the ground, how, you know, the length of your leg swing, your pace. Again, all of the things. It's got all of the different gyroscopes and accelerometers and yada yada yada. It doesn't have anything that's you know, it's not satellite. So your pace and those types of things are measured based on your stride rate and your length of stride and all that kind of stuff. You know, it hooks to your shoe. It's not an annoyance. It's not you're not going to notice the weight. There's no weight issues with it. No sound. No, it doesn't make any noises. So it's not a bad thing. It hooks onto your shoe. Pretty easy setup. I mean, it comes out of the box. It runs off a little like a nickel cadmium battery. So there's no charging issues required. You take the thing out of the box. You sync it up to you download the app. You sync it to the app. You enter a little bit of information. I think your size, your height, maybe your weight. I can't remember if it asked for your weight or not. What kind of shoes you have? Yada yada yada. And you're ready to go. Hook it up on your shoe and out the door. So if you're a data obsessed person, which more than a few runners are. And I think sometimes to the detriment, I think sometimes we get a little bit too data obsessed. But if you like to know all the numbers, and I think it's interesting, like I've said before, you know, there's nothing one size fits all. And I think too often we think that there has to be a perfect, like we have to get to 180 steps per minute cadence. Like, no, you don't. Okay. Some might be a little bit below that. Some might be a little bit higher than that. You got to find what works best for you and continue to tweak and try to refine and see if that, you know, try to speed up your cadence, see if that helps. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it just gives you some good data, interesting data, I think. And some, you know, some cool stuff to figure out. So, like I said, it's easy to hook up. It's easy to get started. It's easy to get out the door. So what's the problem? What's the bad slash ugly when it comes to the Milestone Pod? Might want to sit down for this one because it's a big one. The Milestone Pod is only designed to be worn or used with one pair of shoes at a time, which you might think that maybe the way I'm saying that doesn't make a whole lot of, you know, doesn't, well, yeah, no kidding. Does you're not going to put it on. You're not going to have it on three different pairs of shoes all simultaneously. No, but say, you know, I think most of us probably rotate shoes once in a while. You know, you maybe have two or three different pairs of shoes that you're wearing on the road, or maybe you have a road shoe and a trail shoe and you're running all different surfaces all the time. So you're switching your shoes back and forth. To me, I want my data across all shoes and all terrains. Yes, there's going to be discrepancies. Yes, there's going to be differences from one to the other, but we should be able to track that. And with this device, with the Milestone Pod, it only tracks for one pair of shoes, and then you can clear it and clear all the data and lose all the data and hook it up to the next pair of shoes. But that's the only way you can transfer it. You can't have, you know, I can't be tracking the miles on three different pairs of shoes at the same time. 'Cause that's another thing it does. It tracks the number of miles that you have on the pair of shoes. So, you know, if you're constantly clearing it to switch from one pair of shoes to the next, then A, you have to reset it up every time, which isn't a big deal to do once. But if every day you had to reset the thing and set it up for your new pair of shoes, that would become tedious real quickly. You're losing all of the data. So you can't compare that in this pair of shoes, my stride changes a little bit. Because guess what? It does. You wear different shoes, you run different surfaces, things change a little bit from one side to the next. So you can't factor that out. And again, like it's just super frustrating. It's designed, and even the website says, you know, if you're going to wear multiple pairs of shoes, just get multiple pairs of, or get multiple Milestone Pods. And I said, wait a minute, what? Like, they're not that expensive. They're only $25, but I'm not going to buy five of these things to track the data that is interesting, but not vital. It's just not going to happen. As soon as I was trying to figure out how to switch, I couldn't do it. I jumped on the website and it says, you can't. I can't switch from the pair of shoes I'm wearing today to the pair of shoes I'm wearing tomorrow. It turned this from a, this is a pretty cool product to a meh at best. I'm meh on the Milestone Pod. I'm not recommending you get it because I don't think it's very functional. I mean, it literally takes 2 seconds to put it on a pair of shoes. So if it's that easy to transfer it, why can't we switch it from one pair of shoes to the next? Because I'm wearing my one pair of Ultras today, I'm wearing a different pair of Ultras tomorrow, or whatever different shoes you wear. You're switching brands, you're switching styles, whatever it is. There's no reason that this should not switch from one to the next, and it doesn't. So in my mind, it's a huge flaw. It's a terrible oversight by the company. I think they could have made it to switch shoes and had it be worth, and maybe charge $60 or $70 for it, and I still think it would be worth it. Because you'd be able to wear it on multiple shoes, collect the data from different types of shoes, different runs, different whatever. I think it would be good. But to get it for only one pair of shoes, to get each one for only one pair of shoes, sorry, no bueno. If you're into it, if you want all the data, and you're only wearing one pair of shoes, go for it. It's not bad. You know, I'm not going to like get rid of it. I got it for free, so I'm not that upset. But yeah, meh when it comes to the Milestone Pod. Meh. Hells yes to the Apple AirPods. Meh to the Milestone Pod. And I mean, I don't mind doing a bad review. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, that I'm going to tell you my honest opinions. I don't like it though. I mean, I want people to have good products. I want stuff that to work as well as it's advertised. And it just, again, to me, the fact that it can't go from one type of shoe on today to another pair of shoes tomorrow is a deal breaker. And it gets two hearty thumbs down from me for that one reason. And that's the only reason. Everything else about it, I like. I think the thing is pretty accurate. And they even allow you to tweak the numbers, which makes it more accurate as you go. So like if your Garmin says one thing and this says another, it's off by, you know, 500ths of a mile or whatever, you switch it and it becomes more accurate as you go. But the fact you can't switch it from one pair of shoes, like you're going to be different. You're going to be off from one pair of shoes to the other. Your stride's going to be different. All the things, the type of workouts you do. Thumbs down on the Milestone Pod because you can't switch it from one to the other. So if you only wear one pair of shoes, get it. Give it a shot. You might actually enjoy it. You might really like the data. But if you're switching shoes every day like I do, No thanks. So that's it for today. A little bit longer, quick tip, but I wanted to give some good detailed information about these two products, the Apple AirPod, AirPods, wireless headphones, and the Milestone Pod, all things data for only one pair of shoes. Meh. Let me tell you how I really feel about it, you know, right? Anyway, that's it for today. I hope this helps. If you've been looking at either of these products or thought about them, that's my take. You know, it might be worth 2 cents and that's might be all it's worth. You know what opinions are like, but, that's my honest truth on each of these products from my experience using them. If you've used either one or both, if you've used the Apple AirPods or the Milestone Pod, I would love to hear your thoughts. What do you think? Am I spot on? Hit the nail on the head? Did I swing and miss completely? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com, or better yet, head over to the show notes for this episode, which you can find at DizRuns.com/469, and leave a comment there. And that way other folks that visit the show notes can see not only my take on it, obviously, I wrote the blog post about it, but they can get some other feedback as well. Make it a good little database, a good little source of information there. So DizRuns.com/469. And don't forget DizRuns.com/coaching. If you're kind of meh on how running's been going for you lately, maybe a little shake up and some coaching advice might be the thing that boosts you back into the right direction and helps you get making some progress. And who knows, maybe you start to overshoot some of those goals. Maybe we hit your goals and then move on past them, because that's certainly the goal that I have for myself with the work I do with my clients. So if you have questions about coaching, let me know and I'll be taking on new clients soon. So be on the lookout if that's something that you're interested in. So until next time, that's it for today. Hope you have a great rest of the day. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, guys. Until then, take care of yourselves and see you.